time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
All right. Hey, you know, about a week ago, we celebrated Easter, Resurrection Sunday, across the world, really. And in our particular church that I attend, we had this huge feast afterwards. You know, we used to call them potlucks or whatever, you know, the people go to, and everyone brought a dish, and you know, we have this big auditorium that we have on our campus. And so we, even though we're a very small church, we have a big church, and it's a fantastic fellowship. Anyway, we had this big feast, but my wife and I had previously, I didn't know about it, and my wife and I previously had planned to go to this other place about 30 minutes north of this hotel that's on overlooking this big lake up in Missouri, and to be a part of this Easter brunch thing. So, you know, it's kind of pricey, but I thought, well, you know, it's a special occasion. So we kind of, you know, jumped in the car after the service and went up there, and they just had all kinds of food. I mean, just everything you can possibly imagine to feast on. Really more than your stomach obviously can hold. And it was like, I didn't know what to choose. There was so many things to choose from. It was just hard really to choose because it was a veritable buffet of all my favorite foods and stuff, you know. And I tell you that, number one, to say that I had to get on my bicycle and ride after that to ride off some of that. But also because that's what I want this Vintage Truth Podcast to be for you. I want it to be like a buffet. Not to gorge yourself, but to be able to pick and choose, to say, hey, here's a topic here. And guess what? This is our 149th podcast. So that's 149 different podcasts on different subjects that you can come in and say, hey, I've always wanted to know this, or hey, this asks a question that I've always wanted to be answered, or this covers a topic that I'm interested in. And so, hey, it's a free buffet. You know, just come on in. You know, take all you eat all you take. How does that go? But enjoy this for the purpose of making you into a more passionate follower of Jesus and someone who can worship him more passionately in your own life. So that's what we've been doing here, and that's what we're continue to do as long as God allows me to do that. So we're talking about today, we're going to finish up this little three-part series on 10 reasons why every Christian should be studying Bible prophecy. And if you're interested in Bible prophecy, then I want to encourage you unashamedly to go to Amazon and to click on, just type in my name, and you'll see all my books there. And many of my books there are about Bible prophecy. And check them out. There's a lot of books to choose from. And I've been teaching through many of these, through some of these podcasts and that type of thing. But today, I want to finish up this little series on these 10 reasons, and give you reasons 7, 8, and 9, and 10. That would be 4, wouldn't it? That would be 4, not 3. Okay, so I'm a word person, not a math person, as you can probably tell. So let's go to number 7. Why should I study Bible prophecy, Jeff? I mean, come on, give me one reason why I should study. Well, I've already given you 6, but here's the 7th reason. Because of the personal benefits. I mean, you know, I talked about last time about this consumer Christianity, how we're all in it thinking, you know, how can I build myself up and that kind of thing. You know, there is obviously, if you'll give yourself to God, there is a benefit, and there are many benefits, but they're not the kind of benefits, oh, I feel good about myself, or I'm prettier now, or whatever. It's not that. God wants to do something in your heart. He wants to transform your mind and your person and your soul and your relationship with him. And that's part of what Bible prophecy does. Say, okay, so what does Bible prophecy do for me? Well, number one, it helps you understand the times in which you live. Well, that's a pretty good benefit right there. Don't you want to really know why things are happening in our world and where things are going? Bible prophecy does that. Secondly, it calms our fears about the future. I mean, when you know what's going to happen and you know that you're not going to be a part of God's wrath in the future, it calms your fear. You do not have to fear the future. That's a huge, massive benefit. How about this? It gives you confidence and courage and comfort in the present, right now. It gives you the courage to live your life. Jesus says, I have overcome the world in John 16, verse 33. Paul, talking about the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, he says, therefore, after he tells us about the rapture, he says, therefore, comfort one another with these words. Encourage one another with these words. Fourth, studying Bible prophecy, the benefit that comes to you? Well, guess what? It increases your faith in who God is. And know that he's in control of Earth's story. I mean, God is a sovereign God who does whatever he wants to do. Psalm 115, verse 3. Daniel 4, verse 35. Look, God's got this thing in his hand. Nothing's going to happen outside of what he has ordained or allowed to happen. One other benefit of Bible prophecy, it helps us see the relevance of our Bible to our lives, both for now and the future. See, the Bible's not just a book of history. You go back and study, oh, that's what the Israelites, oh, that's what the disciples did. Oh, that's really cool. So we study them and we learn from their examples. And then we try to emulate or follow their examples in our lives. Isn't that how it works? No, that's not at all how it works. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces to the division of both joints and marrow and soul and spirit. I mean, it lays us bare before God. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that every word of God is fully inspired and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the person, the man of God, the woman of God, the teenager of God may be fully adequate for every good work. And so part of what Bible prophecy does is that it helps us see the relevance of the Bible for our life right now. Future prophecy impacts the how we live right now. So when you read Revelation, when you read Daniel, and you see that there are things out of that, there are lessons we learn out of that that impact us right now, right? It builds expectancy and anticipation for what's coming, for the return of Christ. Let me ask you a question. When you got home from church last Sunday, assuming that you went, did you think back, you know, there was really a sense of anticipation. I mean, people are really excited about the Lord's return. No? Really? Let me ask you this. Are they ever excited about the Lord's return? Does your church ever celebrate the fact that Jesus is coming back to rescue them? The early church did. In my book, Wake the Bride, I list dozens of verses that talk about the spirit of expectancy that was in the early church. They expected Jesus to come back for them at any moment. And there's a sense of that, that expectancy that we don't have in the modern church today. All we want to know is, what can you give me now to help me with my life? And Jesus is saying, I want you to be excited about my return. You know why? Because I'm coming quickly, he says in Revelation chapter 22. So it helps us have that spirit of expectancy. It wakes the bride. It keeps the bride awake, right? I mean, there's so many different things. It keeps us centered in an age of doctrinal error and heresy and apostasy because it tells us what things to look out for in the future that Satan's going to lob our way. Revelation 1:3 tells us that we are blessed if we listen and obey Scripture's prophetic words. I mean, there's so many things. It fuels our desire for evangelism and to bring other people to Jesus Christ. It helps us spiritually prioritize our things in life to get our house in order, as it will. It purifies our lives, and it helps us know what to expect, you know, as we live for God in an increasingly hostile world towards the faith. Hey, those are some, and that's not all of them, but those are some pretty big personal benefits that come from studying Bible prophecy. So if any of those sound appealing to you, you need to get into prophecy because those are the kinds of things that you learn in prophecy, okay? That's number seven. Number eight, we study Bible prophecy because of what it reveals about God. And as I alluded to just now, it tells us about a God who is in control. He is in charge. You know, my youngest son, when he was 3 years old, used to say to his older brother, you're not in charge of me, you know? Guess what? God is in charge of history. He's in charge of what's going to happen. And he has mapped it out, he's ordained it, and he's written it in a book so that you and I can read it, so that we can know what's going to happen. God is steering this ship, and we're not going to hit any rogue wave that's going to capsize God's plan. God's got this thing. Get on board, you know, make sure you're on his ship, and you'll be just fine. But it reveals so many things about God, about his character, about his mercy and love and grace. Because as you read Revelation, when God is pouring out his wrath, you see people are still coming to Christ. That blows my mind. That God would still give humanity another chance, even as the fire is falling from the sky. Prophecy tells us something about God's righteousness and his wrath as well. You know, not everybody's getting in. And prophecy tells us that our God is a righteous God. He is a vindictive God. He's a wrathful God. He is a God that's going to pour out judgment on planet Earth, just like he did in the days of Noah. Nobody lived, okay? They all died, except for 8 people. And there's going to be a remnant when God's judgment falls again. But hey, here's the point. We learn so much about who God is because we watch him act and we go, well, it must be how he is. That's how he's acting, you know, right? So we learn so much about God. That's number 8. Number 9, the 9th reason why we should study Bible prophecy is because the Bible is really our only trustworthy source regarding the future. Did you get that? And there are people without number today that are making predictions, that are prognosticating. There are people who are claiming to have a vision about what's going to happen in the future and that type of thing. And people telling us what heaven is like before we get there because they say they've been there, even though their descriptions don't match what the Bible says. Yeah, the Bible is our only reliable source of truth. I mean, the reason why this podcast ministry is called Vintage Truth is because something that's vintage just never gets old. You know, it's still good, even though it's old. And it really gets better with age, like a vintage wine, you know? And it becomes more valuable, as it were. And God's vintage truth is really the only thing that we can kind of hang on to and say, this is it, you know? It's almost like the world's on fire and you can only get one thing out of your house, out of your spiritual house, get the Word of God. Because that's the only thing that's really going to get you through what's coming in your life. I mean, it's the only source of truth. I mean, don't take it from me. I'm not your source of truth. God is. God's Word is. And so many times, you know, I hear a lot of modern preachers today, they want to separate God from his Word somehow. They want to say things like, well, you know, our faith is not based in the Bible. It's based on Jesus. Okay, well, that sounds really spiritual, and it sounds like you just kind of one-upped people who believe in the Word of God and that kind of thing. But I got a question for you. How do you know about Jesus? Well, it's based on the resurrection. The resurrection, of course it is based on the resurrection. How do you know about the resurrection? Tell me, how do you personally know about the resurrection? Because it happened, and nobody ever wrote it down? And it was just carried by birds and carrier pigeons and written in the sky and under a rock. There was a picture of Jesus coming out. How do you know about these things except from the Word of God? God does not separate himself from his Word. Now, we don't worship the Bible, okay? This is not bibliolatry. But what we have today is sort of the boomerang rebound effect from the bounce back from people who think that other people take the Bible too seriously. So they go, we don't worship the Bible. Who's worshiping the Bible? No one's worshiping the Bible. The point is that if I speak, then those words are coming from my character, from my mind. And unless I'm lying to you, you can take those words and say, this represents Jeff. The same is true with God. When God wrote his word and had it written down, inspired those men to write his word, he meant for it to be an everlasting record. He didn't mean for it just to be something that the first century people had, and then we just kind of live off the rumors now, I just groove out on the... The Bible tells us about God. So it's our only source of divine truth, okay? And I would even say, you know, when you read a book written by someone like me, or any other teacher or pastor or whatever. And there are many great ones out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm reading a great book right now by Dr. David Jeremiah, whom I respect. Solid biblical truth. But watch this. Test it. I mean, go open your Bible. I know it takes a little time, a little bit of work. But hey, listen, if something sounds a little off or odd or even something you've never heard before, go to the Bible and see if it's true. Search it out for yourself. That's what God wants you to do. But when it comes to Bible prophecy, one of the reasons you need to study it is because it's the only place you're going to get what is the truth about what's really going to happen and how your life should be different as a result of it. The Bible is, it's the fountainhead of that futuristic truth. That's reason number 9. So out of these 10 reasons, which I'm going to give you the 10th here in just a second, out of these 10 reasons, most of these things are pretty compelling by themselves. And there are more reasons why you should study Bible prophecy. And this is not to say that this is the only thing you should study in your Bible, that kind of thing, because that's not all what the Bible is. As you go through the Bible, you will encounter prophetic passages, sometimes prophetic books like Revelation, that type of thing, Daniel. But what I find is that for the most part, the majority of Christians that I know are just simply, and I mean this in a pure sense, it's not an insult, they're just simply ignorant. They don't know. And what's even worse is they don't even know that they don't know. Does that make sense? They don't even realize, oh, I didn't even know this was pot. I didn't know this came with it, you know? It's like, you know, I went on this cruise last February and, you know, everything was, you know, covered and stuff, but I didn't know that the person who had booked the cruise for me had included some extra spending money. That was like, I had like a credit with the cruise line. And it was like $200 or something. I forgot what it was. I didn't even know that. And so I didn't use it. And that's the way a lot of people are with the Bible. There's a lot of the Bible that they don't even know comes with the Bible. I mean, all this huge, you know, perk package, this benefit package that you get with the scripture, people don't even know about it. So they don't even know about Bible prophecy, which brings me to my 10th point on why you should study Bible prophecy is because you want to know. You want to know, don't you? I mean, what kind of Christian would you be if God says, hey, let me tell you what's going to happen in the future? And you go, you know, keep that one for yourself, God. I know you put it in your word for me to know, but you just keep that one to yourself. Or God says, wouldn't you like to know what I'm about to do, what the next thing I'm going to do? And you go, no, not really. I'm not really interested. Well, I would have to wonder about your salvation. I mean, what kind of Christian are you that you don't want to know what God has said in his word he wants you to know? Who is your God in that case? So I'm simply saying you're not that kind of person. I mean, you want to know and you're hungry. That's why you're listening to this podcast. There's got to be some hunger in your life to want to know something more about growing in your faith. And look, we're all growing. I'm still growing in my faith. Sometimes God causes me to experience things and go through challenges that really, I mean, kind of like those growing pains, you know, when you were small, it hurts to grow. But guess what? And sometimes it takes study to grow. And sometimes it takes time to invest in your own spiritual life to do this. But you know what? It's worth it. It's really worth it. Why? Because you're falling more in love with the God who wrote the Bible. That's the point. Is that you're learning to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that really is the greatest commandment and the greatest thing that we could ever do. And so because you want to know, that's why we're doing this. You know, I mean, not just for Bible prophecy, but for other things as well. But I mean, it's the reason why I've written the prophecy books that I've written. And I've been so blessed to see how people have read those. And I'm honored, you know, for that. Some people read my books. They don't know who I am. That's fine. But the point is that they know who God is and they're falling more in love with him. And so that's why we're doing this. And that's why you're diving into the scriptures the way that you do or the way that you want to. And I just want to encourage you to do that. You want to know? God says you can know. And there's a lot more you can know than people will tell you you can know. A lot of people say, oh, you really can't know that. There's so many different opinions and views and that kind of, who can really understand Revelation, that kind of. Hey, listen. There's a lot more to know than you think. Are there mysteries? You bet there are. Are there fuzzy spots and things off in the distance that you can't make out yet? Sure. Are there pixely pictures that God hasn't made clear? Of course. But, you know, a lot of those things become clear over time. And that's some of that. It's just the nature of Bible prophecy. So I hope these 10 things have been encouraging to you. These are 10 strong reasons why every Christian to study Bible prophecy. And I want to challenge you to study Bible prophecy. Get into your Bible, pick up a book, whatever it takes, but dig into the Word. Hey, I'll be back next time with another Vintage Truth podcast. Until then, keep the main thing, and stand strong for your faith. God bless. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.